Magandang araw po mga kababayan at welcome po sa ika-isang daan at dalawampung yugto ng Usapang Pinoy hatid po sa inyo ng Georgia Asian Times. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster. Thank you for tuning in to our episode today in Usapang Pinoy. Today's episode is a continuation of a series of on Filipino small businesses, particularly the food industry. Ang ating pong bisita ngayon ay si Marivic Vicky Castro Bovard, known as Vicky, owner of the Over the Top Burger Bar in Beaufort, Georgia. Vicky brings over a decade of entrepreneurial experience, having successfully owned and operated Kuya's Food Express for 13 years. Alongside her business career, she also dedicated 20 years of service as a deputy clerk at the DeKalb County Courthouse before retiring. Today, Vicky is excited to begin a new chapter as the owner of Over the Top Burger Bar and Restaurant in Beaufort. She is passionate about creating great food, building community, and continuing to grow both personally and professionally. We will talk to her about her journey, including challenges and success, and the new OTTB bar. Ngunit bago ko po siya tawagin, narito ang ating mga public service announcements. On Saturday, August 8th, starting from 4 p.m., the Damayan Film will hold its 30th anniversary at VFW 1011 Quarter Road, Warner Robins, Georgia. Tickets are at $45 and please contact Jean Smith via Messenger or any of the Damayan officers. Second, on Saturday, August 29th at 7 p.m., the OFW Georgia presents its second webinar on understanding the new 2026 USCIS green card policy and consular processing updates. Please register for the webinar at ofwga.org and the Zoom link will be provided upon registration. On Saturday, November 7th, 2026 at 5 p.m., the Saranay Club of Greater Atlanta presents Saranay Goes Hollywood 5 at the Riverdale Town Center, 7200 Church Street, Riverdale, Georgia, 30274. Ngayon po, ako ay magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating bisitang podcaster. Welcome back mga kababayan. Earlier, I gave you a brief background about our guest, Vicky Castro Bovard. In addition po, I want to share something special about her. Vicky is a proud mother of twin sons, Matthew, an IT professional, and Ethan, a software engineer. As a widow, her journey has been shaped by resilience, hard work, and a deep commitment to family. Ngayon po, please help me welcome to Usapang Pinoy, Vicky Castro Bovard, owner of Over the Top Burger Bar. Welcome, Vicky.
Hi, good morning, Ms. Jane. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have this conversation and reach out our community throughout Georgia and also our neighboring states.
Yes, because our listenership is not just in Atlanta and Georgia anymore. It's like all over the country. And we even have global listenerships. Let you know, my classmates in Canada, our classmates in the Philippines, and some classmates in Israel and Hong Kong, all over Kingdom Come.
Oh, great.
Yes. Tell us about who you are and what you do. Plus, can you tell our listeners what inspired you to get into the food business?
To start with, like you said, I am a mother of twins, my boys, Matthew and Ethan. And I'm also a widow for more than 7 years now. My boys were only in their first semester in their second year in college when their dad passed away, which has been one of the most defining parts of my journey, shaping my strength and resilience. And I've always had passion for food and bringing people together. Food for me is more than just something to eat. It's comfort, culture, and connection. That's what inspired me to get into the food business. I wanted to create something that makes people feel at home while sharing flavors that I love.
That is so true. And you are very effective in doing that because I know you used to own Kuya's Express.
That's right.
Yeah, we have enjoyed that. Why did you decide to give that up? And what did you do between the time and the opening of Over the Top Burger?
Yes. Yes, I owned Kuya's Food Express for like more than 13 years, and it was really a labor of love. Mm-hmm. And it allowed me to share Filipino cuisine with the community and build a strong relationship with customers. And that restaurant was my bread and butter back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually decided to step away when my kids said, "Mom, you're not getting any younger."
Mm-hmm.
You've been working all your life. It's time for you to relax. Give yourself some time. You're not getting any younger anymore. That's what they said.
Wow.
So we have finished college. We have our own career now. The best gift you've given us through your hard work is our education.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. That nobody can take that away from us. That's mm-hmm. what they said. And really, truly appreciate and love you for that, they said. So, and at that moment, those words hit me, and I paused for a moment, and then I go, okay. It's hard to give up something you love that, mm-hmm. That's part of you for decades, you know?
Right.
But they are right in some ways. So, during the time, I am already a retired deputy clerk also from the DeKalb County Courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
So I have traveled a bit here and there and had the opportunity and take a breather after many years in the business.
Oh, wow.
And that period gave me time to reflect, recharge, and think about what to do next. Meaning, after a while, I got bored, and that's when the idea of Over the Top Burger Bar and Restaurant was born.
Oh, okay, all right. Now I understand. Like, yeah, it was a very pleasant surprise to find out about it from our friends. So we were all kind of mm-hmm. very happy to see that. So tell us about your challenges of owning a non-Filipino restaurant, like Over the Top. How was it? When did you launch it, first of all, and how has it been going so far?
Just recently. We will have our grand opening this coming August 15, mm-hmm. 2026.
I'll make sure to announce that.
Yes, please. Yeah. It's been an exciting journey so far. Like any new businesses out there, mm-hmm. there have been challenges, especially with securing alcohol license. You know, it's hard to get it.
Yeah.
And it takes time. And then the permits, and then this with the renovations and getting everything just right, mm-hmm. it's a lot, you know. And but the support from the community has been amazing, and I am thankful for all the people involved, especially my family, my friends, and my staff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we are growing every day, learning, improving, and really focusing on giving our customers a great experience.
Great. We're so excited because, you know, I'm going to round up my friends to come over for your opening.
All right. Yes, please.
Yeah. So can you tell our listeners where your new location is and your hours of operation?
We are located in Buford, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
It's in, the physical address is at 2685 Buford Highway, Northeast, Buford, Georgia. And our hours of operation is Sunday to Thursday is at 11 o'clock a.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. And from Friday to Saturday, it's 11 o'clock a.m. to 12 o'clock a.m.
Okay.
And we are excited to welcome new and returning customers.
Great.
Yeah.
I will make sure that we will announce that as well. And after we release this, then we will also put an announcement there of your hours of operation. This is great.
Yes.
So excited for you.
Thank you.
Will you please let our listeners know what is included in your menu and what are the popular and in-demand items?
Our menu is all about, you know, burgers.
The huge, humongous burgers?
You can call it, it's a satisfying comfort food. Of course, yes, we have our signature burgers, which are juicy, flavorful, and truly over the top. Mm-hmm. And, of course, our Overload unique shakes, must try, you know. We also offer wings with a variety of flavors like buffalo, lemon pepper, dry and wet. Actually, the lemon pepper wet is my favorite one. Mm. And then there's a Parmesan flavor. And then we have pasta, salad, like that.
Goodness.
One of the, yes, yes.
You have to be very hungry before we get there, huh?
I know, yeah. Yeah, and one of the things I'm really excited about is introducing Lumpiang Shanghai as part of our appetizer. Yes, I'm going to introduce Filipino.
Yes, that's wonderful. Aside from that, tell us about the one I saw on that was posted. There's line dancing. Are there dance lessons going on in Over the Top?
Yeah, you can call it kind of like dance lesson. Yeah, but every other Friday, yeah, there's line dancing going on there. Yeah, but for those who wants to do the dancing and everything, they have to pay $5 to get in.
That's not too bad.
The line dancing. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I'll remember that.
Yes, and that's for the instructor, the $5.
Okay.
For the instructor. Yeah, we don't get anything from that. So.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'll include that in the announcement. Then, what advice do you have for aspiring food business owners or entrepreneurs looking to enter the world of food industry?
My advice is simple. You know, be prepared to work hard and stay consistent. The food industry is not easy. You know that. And it requires long hours, patience, and a lot of passion. Also, don't be afraid to take risks and evolve. Listen to your customers, but also stay true to your vision. And most importantly, build a strong support system, family, staff, and community, because you cannot do it alone. You need some help and a teamwork as well. Yeah.
Spoken like a true professional with 13 plus years of experience in the food industry. I am truly, truly happy to see you back in the market. Like, you know, we've missed you. I think the last time I've seen you was a pop-up somewhere. It's a festival in, remember when I cut my finger?
Yes, I was there.
Yeah, I cut my nail and then you were the one who came to the rescue and bandaged me. Yeah, I remember that clearly. You were the only one who had like a first aid kit.
All right.
Yeah, so I will never forget you. So,
thank you.
Before I let you go, my last question, can you provide our listeners with your website if you have one and how they can contact you?
Okay. You can find us on the web at overthetopburger.com and our physical address, like I mentioned before, it's at 2685 Buford Highway, Northeast Buford, Georgia 30518. We are also on social media like FB and Instagram, where we post updates, specials, and events. You can reach out to us or visit us in person, and we'd love to meet you and serve you.
Wonderful. So with that, I will let you go. Maraming salamat. Thank you so much for being with us today.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome. And we will be coming over. Me and I'll round up my friends and come over and visit you on your opening day.
All right. I'll be expecting you.
All right. Thank you so much.
And thank you very much for having me.
All right. Welcome back mga kababayan. Ako po ay nagpapasalamat sa ating guest na si Vicky Castro Bavard for sharing her journey with us, including the triumphs and challenges. Maraming salamat, Vicky. And now, bago ako magpaalam, narito ang ilang inspiring quotes. The first one, "You may have a fresh start any moment you choose, for this thing we call failure is not the falling down, but staying down." That's by Mary Pickford, actress. "The secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on the fighting the old, but on building the new." That's by Dan Millman, motivational author. And here's one that I really like. "Cows run away from the storm while the buffalo charges toward it and gets through it quicker. Whenever I'm confronted with a tough challenge, I do not prolong the torment. I become the buffalo." This is by Wilma Mankiller, who was an American Cherokee activist and social worker who became the first woman elected as principal chief of the Cherokee Nation. So yun lang po mga kababayan. Hari naway nagustuhan ninyong ating kabanata ngayon. Salamat po sa inyong pakikinig at hanggang sa muli, paalam muna sa ngayon.